Welcome to the December 16th edition of the Newsom.org Rancho Cast. This is Kent Newsom, and we've got a special show tonight. We've got 8 songs, which is a new record for the podcast. Tonight's theme is good and obscure. I'm going to play some songs that are from old records or hard-to-find records or just songs that I've looked for a long time, basically some good stuff that you won't hear anywhere else. The first song we're going to play is probably my favorite alt-country Americana song of the last couple of years. It's by a band called South Filthy. It's a collaboration from a bunch of guys from Austin and Memphis. Jeffrey Evans is one of the guys, and he does a song on here called Sandra Lynn's Blues. And I don't know what it is about this song, because it just sounds like it's just him and the guitar. But boy, oh boy, this song really rocks my world. And I was reading on allmusic.com about it earlier tonight. They say the song is, quote, absolutely devastating, a first-take performance that can hold its own against many classic country and western recordings in the realm of what might best be called dark sentimentality. Good words for a good song. Here is South Filthy doing Sandra Lynn's Blues on the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
All right. Sandra Lynn's Blues, take one. I got a gal, her name is Sandy. She's as sweet as peppermint candy. All that sugar rushing to my brain. I'm gonna marry her someday. Someday. Well, she liked me fine. Yeah, she thought I was funny. Like most things, it comes down to money. My practiced elocution and my poise. Rich girls don't marry poor boys, but they sure like to flirt. Well, now I thought how money would have cinched that deal. I'm out here looking for my next meal. Playing these bars and making this noise, just like Willie and a poor boy. Poor boy. I followed her life now from afar. I'd call her folks now and then from a bar. They said, sorry son, to mess up your plans, but she went and married her a doctor man. But I was her biggest fan. Oh, now it's been known as Sandra Lynn's Blues. The day she gave me my walking shoes. It's her choice, it's her song. I didn't know a kiss could last so long. If she wrote a book about her life, I guess I'd figure in it twice. First a heart made of stone, then the one that wouldn't let it alone. She got her own blues day. Came crashing down last Tuesday. Her little son, a rock and roll blue boy, became a front page newsboy. And it was so sad. I think about all the money and all the cocaine. About him lying there in the rain. Her mother's tears she couldn't fake. I guess rich girls don't get all the breaks like I thought they did.
got a gal, her name is Sandy. She's as sweet as peppermint candy. All that sugar rushing to my brain. I'm gonna marry her someday.
Next song we're going to do is a song from a 1988 record by a band called the Dancing Hoods. This is Mark Linkus' earlier band before Sparkle Horse. Dancing Hoods were sort of a Minneapolis sound kind of replacements type band. They had a couple of records back in the late 80s. I liked these guys a lot back in the day, and this is actually one CD that I managed to hang on to, and a song called Falling Down. Good stuff off of the record Hallelujah Anyway by the Dancing Hoods from 1988. Pretty hard to find, but this is Falling Down on the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
Don't walk out with that betrayed look on your face. Come and get your stuff out tomorrow. You're finding out too late what your heart told you was fate. Turn your back and your heart shows you it's sorrow. So you drove for 30 days, though the signs would always change. The road seemed like something you could follow. Everything is falling. Everything is falling. Everything is falling down. Everything is falling down. Everything is falling. Then on the TV till tomorrow. Tied up in the heat and the smell of motel sheets. Tell a waitress something you could swallow. Everything is falling. Everything is falling.
Pretty obscure to completely hard to find. The next one we're going to do is by the Del Fuegos, another band from the 80s. It's a Boston, Massachusetts band really, really good songwriting. Dan Zanes, their lead singer and songwriter, now does what is hands down, without a doubt, the best children's music being made today. So if you're looking for music for kids that you can listen to in a car and everybody will like it, but it's good stuff, check out Dan Zanes' records. But back in the day, he was in a band called the Del Fuegos. They had several records, Boston Mass being one that's pretty hard to find. But the hardest one to find is their first one called The Longest Day. My favorite song on the record is the second song called Backseat Nothing. From 1984, this is the Del Fuegos off of The Longest Day doing Backseat Nothing. That's a mighty fine song. I actually had to record those songs off that record, off of a cassette tape onto MP3s, just to keep them in my music collection. A lot of work, but worth it in this case. The next song we're going to do is another highly obscure song. It's by a band called Fever Tree that was actually from Houston. This record was called Another Time, Another Place. It was released in 1968. I don't have this record, actually. I found this song somewhere a long time ago. I would so much love to have this entire record. It probably isn't in CD, but I would gladly buy this record if I could get it in any kind of digital form, because I've only heard a few songs off of this record, but the ones I've heard are absolutely phenomenal, including the one I'm about to play, which is called What Time Did You Say It Is in Salt Lake City. This sounds like The Doors, if The Doors were even better than The Doors, is the best way I could describe it. But here is a Houston, Texas band from 1968, Fever Tree, doing What Time Did You Say It Is in Salt Lake City, here on the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
What time is it? Say it is in Salt Lake City. Cause I'm stuck in Georgia. Think I missed my plane. So what time?
That's a fine song. I had never heard of Fever Tree until someone who knew I was living in Houston sent me a few of their songs a few years ago. I've never heard of them out here. I don't know recognize the names of any of the people in the band, but if that song's an indication, I bet they were pretty phenomenal live. Speaking of Texas bands, the next song we're going to do is a song from, well, what can you say about the Judies? Probably the best touring Texas regional rock and roll band, sort of rock and roll band of the 80s. I actually met these guys a few times. One of my old girlfriends was good friends with these guys, went to school with them. And so we saw them several times, and they're just a phenomenal band. This is a song called Girl of a Thousand Smells, and I think it might even be a partial song. I think it may be just part of a song. Somebody sent this to me. You just can't find their music anymore, unfortunately. So there are not many songs I would risk putting a partial song on the podcast. But if you've never heard the Judies, you're in for a treat. This is, again, the Girl of a Thousand Smells, the Judies from their 1987 single.
Man,
As you can see, the Judy's are a different kind of band. Very good live. I wish we could buy some of their music. Somebody ought to re-release those records. Next song we're going to do is a song by a friend of mine named Steve Young, who's got a bunch of good records out. This one's off his first record from 1969 called Rock, Salt, and Nails. This record, a couple of points I'd make about it. One, it's got one of the best album covers I've ever seen. He looks like I feel most of the time on the cover of that record. It's got some really good songs on it. It's got his song, Seven Bridges Road, which was later covered by a lot of people, including the Eagles, which is an excellent song. But this is Rock, Salt, and Nails, the title track off of Rock, Salt, and Nails by Steve Young.
By the banks of the river, where the willows grow and the wild birds wobble, a strange sound and soul. By the banks of the lies you told. Now I lay here each night, all alone and I weep. And nothing ain't worse than a night without sleep. The letters you wrote me, they're written in shame. But I know that your conscience still echoes my name. Now if the ladies were blackbirds and the ladies were thrushes, I'd lay for hours in the cold, rainy marshes. If the ladies were squirrels with big bushy tails, I'd fill up my shotgun with rocks, holes, and nails. I'd fill up my shotgun with rocks, holes, and nails.
Next song we're going to do is a cover of an old Ernest Tubb song by Wilco and Sid Straw, two acts I like a lot. I've got a bunch of Wilco records. Unlike most people, I like their older stuff better than their newer stuff, but what can you say? Sid Straw, somebody that I think is pretty underappreciated. I've got a bunch of good records by her. Anyhow, this is The TB Is Whipping Me by Sid Straw and Wilco. Good stuff here on the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
All right, we're ready? y'all heard the story, whipping that old TV, punching and a swinging, whipping that old TV. I'm here to tell you, TV's whipping me. Used to have a mama, thought the world of me. Used to have a mama who thought the world of me. Her love vanished when I took this old TV. Went to see my doctor, thumped upon my back. Went to see the doctor and he thumped upon my back. He said, boy, you're traveling down a one-way track. Strolling down the street, found a fortune-telling man. Strolling down the street, found a fortune-telling man. Said, boy, I know my past. Tell me my future if you can. My lungs are rattling, y'all hear this cough of mine. My lungs are rattling, y'all hear this cough of mine. That doggone bug working overtime. Be sorry,
honey,
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 when I'm gone.
Well, we always finish up with a blues song, and tonight's going to be no different. We're going to end up with a song called Gambler's Blues by Luther Allison, who I believe to be one of the top three or four best guitarists to ever walk the planet. You don't hear too much about him. He was from the U.S., but lived in France for a long time before his death. Came back and actually got a little bit of run late in life, or late in his life. He wasn't an old man when he died. But anyhow, this is off the record, Montreux 76 to 94. It's just a compilation of tracks from some of his Montreux Jazz Festival recordings. This is Gambler's Blues. And again, this just song just rocks. It doesn't need any more of an introduction than that. Luther Allison on the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
right back.
That's about it for this episode of the Rancho Cast. This is Kent Newsom. Thanks a lot for tuning in, listening. Please tell your friends about us. Again, we're a new podcast and a little bit late to the game, but we've got some good alt-country Americana classic rock and blues stuff here you probably won't hear a lot of places. So if you like this kind of thing, please tell your friends about us. You can subscribe to us through our link at newsom.org. If you don't have podcatcher software or iPods or that type of technology, you can also listen to us over the internet via the same link. So again, please tell your friends about us. Let me give you my disclaimer. I say every week, we're not trying to steal music from anybody. I'm a songwriter and musician from way back. Go out and buy these records, Amazon.com. Unfortunately, the duties and some of these stuff is going to be hard to find, but maybe if enough people want it, they'll reissue some of these records. Again, buy these records because a lot of these bands we play, you know, they don't get on MTV and they don't get on the radio, and the only way they're going to keep making good music is if people like us support them. So good stuff. Thanks for tuning in. This is Kent Newsom. We will see you next time. Thank you.